response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
You know, you can be part of the same close-knit community with someone.
Okay.
And still be strangers.
Oh.
And that's the issue that's revealed itself here. Because it seems more people than we think, Tommy,
yeah,
would have no problem doing this with a total stranger.
Sounds like it sucks.
I'll let you decide.
Okay.
And I know this because they've asked
straight
up over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It would save money. It would definitely be an experience.
Yeah.
But it also has the potential to go terribly wrong, and it's a little, maybe a lot nuts that anyone would even consider this.
Because it sounds desperate.
I think that this is coming from a place of kindness.
But when this happened to me, it was a desperate situation for somebody.
Okay.
And I still said no.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, as I told you yesterday, and you just heard, I'll be at the game on Sunday in Kansas City for the AFC Championship with my boss,
our
boss. Very excited. Cannot wait. Kimmy, the closer we're getting to Sunday, the more juiced up I'm getting here.
Mm.
And I am not the only person from Rochester that will be there.
Sure.
You know how I know that, Tommy?
You've been getting beat up online?
Well, folks have reached out to me on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yeah.
And there are three gentlemen who have reached out to me in the last 24 hours that I would like to talk about. Three different guys, separately, that I have never met before, reached out to me and asked if I was driving to Kansas City.
We're going to do a guy pile to Kansas City.
Each one of these men, who again, are total strangers, I've never met them,
yes,
asked if I would like to carpool with them to Kansas City this weekend. And these guys aren't going together. These are three separate caravans.
Individuals.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
checking out the ride sitch.
Yeah. Would you like to carpool to Kansas City? Kimmy, just for the sake of the conversation.
Yeah.
Could you look into how long a drive from Rochester, New York to Kansas City would be?
I believe we looked this up. And I think it's about 14 and a half hours.
And that's without weather and problems, right?
Yep, yep, yep. And you're going to have to
stop. And look at the weather right now. You don't know what you're going to get.
What an old man take in a conversation.
Hey, it's bad out there, bro.
Now, here's the thing.
Right.
These three gentlemen that reached out to me,
I
am not suggesting they're not good guys. And I am flattered.
There's no good guy after 14
15
hours.
And a half hours.
15 and a half hours.
Oh, my God.
And here's the thing. I'm flattered that they would even consider inviting me on their little
trip. Yeah.
But this is not a good idea, right?
No, man, there's no way I could do it.
Okay.
And we had to do it when we were comics, like picking up comics and traveling with other guys that didn't have rides.
Well, you had to do that because your tent, you weren't good enough, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It sucked.
His act was gas money.
I think if I was in a situation where I needed to carpool or be around strangers going that far, I'd rather just take a bus. Because you could kind of be on your own.
Traveled by bus.
Yeah, but have you traveled with three strangers in a car?
No, by the way,
we did it with comedy.
Yeah, we would have to.
It sucked.
But you say it sucked. So at least on a bus, I could pop my headphones in and be by myself.
Okay. Yeah,
whereas when you're in a car with other people.
Not in a prison town.
Not in a prison town.
When you're in a car with other
people. Try that in a prison town.
People, you're kind of forced to have that conversation.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How long do you think you could make it in a car with a total stranger? Because here's the thing. Everybody listening, you are more annoying in a car than you think
you are. Everybody
has
different road trip habits.
You got it.
Every personality gets dialed up to a 12.
Yes. And it doesn't make you a bad person. But we're all used to our own car things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize the noise. You don't realize the noises you make, how loud you breathe.
The music.
If you're talking too much, the music is huge, right?
Food you want to eat.
Yeah. How often you want
to
stop.
Whether or not you're expected to help with navigation. And to Kimmy's point, something as simple as a disagreement on what to listen to could torpedo this trip 2 hours in.
Yeah.
And we got 13 and a half hours to go.
There's a reason why you never see hitchhikers again. Sometimes it's just annoying.
I know you're making a joke, but we did it. We do hear from men that still hitchhike.
Yes.
They call the show and they tell us, so this is still happening. Then comes how you're going to do the actual ride. I mean, are we all in agreement we're going to try and drive it all the way through? Do we want to stop halfway? Are we going to split a hotel room if we do that? Do I have to pay for a hotel room for meals? Are we going to get out, sit down, and eat? Do we want to eat and drive? Really? Am I allowed to eat in your car? Even if you were to have like a pre-planning meeting Mm-hmm. Sit down and hash out all of the things you think would come up to get ahead of it. An hour in, you would realize there were 10 other things you didn't think of.
Yes.
When one of them rears around.
And something's going to show up that you weren't ready for.
Yeah. It's a reality show on wheels.
Yeah.
With nowhere to go.
There's just no way I could do it.
Man.
Yeah. Especially as I get older. Like, I had to do it out of necessity doing stand-up.
Yeah.
But there's just no way I could do it just like, oh, this will be great.
Sure.
I'll save $40.
Well, it is. We're going to talk later about the total cost of going to Kansas City. And the gas money is actually shockingly low compared to
splitting it especially.
Well, no, I'm talking about just straight up.
Oh. Well, gas is not out of control right now. It's pretty low.
Oh, what an opposite of an old man take I thought it was going to be.
No, I thought
I remember when it was 15 cents. You remember that? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I told you guys yesterday I'm going to Kansas City for this game. I'm flying. Yeah. But three separate gentlemen since yesterday reached out to me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram asking if I was driving and if I would like to carpool with them.
Yeah.
Total strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Total strangers.
Right.
Would you like to get in the car
and
drive 15 and a half hours to Kansas City?
With smelly men. So when I was with my wife and I were flying back here from vacation.
Yes.
And we got stuck in Philadelphia because it was a windstorm here. Everything got shut down. And we couldn't get a flight for 2 days, so we spent the night in the Philly airport at a hotel. We rented a car the next morning and screwed up.
Yeah.
So while we're standing there trying to figure this all out at the ticket gate, and when everything's getting canceled, there's a girl behind us. She's about like Kimmy's age.
Okay.
She's a know-it-all. She don't shut up. She's like telling everybody how the airlines work. She's that person.
That's weird.
She's also pregnant.
Like that.
What's that?
Nothing. Minus the pregnant part.
What? She's got the belt.
I know a few know-it-alls.
I'm not a know-it-all.
Do you know that Maine has the highest percentage of incarcerated women in America?
So she's doesn't shut up. Uh-huh. She's got the belly out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And God bless her, you know.
Good save.
I know.
I'm sure it's a blessing. And so my wife and I are discussing. She goes, hey, we're all going to Rochester. Why don't we carpool?
Oh.
Yeah, that would work.
And I look at my wife and go, this Shiite ain't happening. And I give her that look, and I know like she doesn't want to do this either, but she's also super kind.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doing this. I'm just going to have to be a dick.
So you stepped in.
Oh, yeah. And I said, now we're going to probably figure out something on our own. And I just turned heel and left her there because there's no way I could. First of all, she's pregnant, and I don't know what that's like. I've never been 14 hours with a pregnant woman in a car. I'm guessing every guy has that nightmare story. So I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
She don't shut up.
Yeah, no, you're right. The longest you spent with a pregnant woman was the time you had sex with a woman who was pregnant with someone else's baby.
And that was like 14 seconds.
God.
What?
Sorry.
It was Go Florida. On. Don't count.
Oh. By the way, one of that baby, now a senator down there.
I hear he's Secretary of State. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the way I could do it.
Okay.
And I wasn't mean like... I said, no. I just said, hey, we're going to figure something out.
I know you. There's no way.
You just abandoned her. I mean.
Good luck, Pregos.
No matter how you say it, you left her on her own.
But, like, I figured, like, we were going to have to foot the bill. The kid didn't look like she had 2 cents to rub together.
Well, you were going to go anyways, though.
I'm not paying. This ain't my kid. That ain't my kid in her. There's two kids standing there.
Okay.
I got double kid and know-it-all woman.
All right, you know, as we're having this conversation, we're talking about strangers.
Yeah.
The guy that writes me this story you just tell about this woman. Mm. Let me throw something else at you.
Go ahead.
Let's say that my wife and I were on that flight from Philly, right? You and we all know each other. You,
well, yeah,
me.
Yes.
Okay, all right, so we're at the Philly airport.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours to get home. We can rent a car. You, me, your wife, my wife.
Yeah.
You saying yes?
Yeah, because I think we could do it. First of all, our wives get along great.
Uh-huh.
So that would be fine. You and I make fun of everything.
Sure.
No, I think we could do it.
Okay.
You don't think we could.
I am surprised you think we could.
No, I think we could.
Okay.
I think uniquely you and I could.
Okay. Okay, let me ask you this question.
All right.
You, same situation. It's not me and my wife. It's Kimmy and her husband on the plane. You're stuck in Philly. 6-hour ride. Kimmy, her husband, your wife, and you. Could you do a 6-hour car ride with them?
So Kimmy and I share a love of the same TV shows.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
so
we do.
So we have that. My wife finds her husband chiseled, so her words, not mine. So I think we could do it. I will say this: I'm more confident in our trip.
Okay,
but I'm not
ruling
passing
me out
on the Kimmy
okay.
trip.
Okay. Okay.
There's probably a few more issues there because Kimmy could be Kimmy at times.
What does that mean?
Right there.
I'm curious.
You just did it.
I mean, there's a reason you're not going to the Kansas City.
Well, you
game,
get you get snippy. Like, and you can't see us.
How did you go from, you know, we'd have great conversation to,
we do.
I don't know, you get a little snippy sometimes.
You're doing it right now.
And you also get because hangry. You get very hangry.
You're a good passenger. Well, that would be the thing. I would let Tommy drive because I don't want to be the deciding factor in when and how often, like when and where we stop. Like, I would let you make that decision as the older guy.
And oh, it'll be every 45 minutes.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't know how often you have to get out and stretch
your legs.
I'm on
a lot of diuretics, and I got that blood clot noise.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I would let you make those decisions.
Yeah, I gotta use the bathroom a lot.
All right, one more question before we go to the phones as we're talking about this road trip thing. Kimmy?
Yeah.
You have to take a 10-hour road trip with either Tommy or I. Mm-hmm. You get to make the choice.
Oh, no spouses.
Yeah, just individual.
All right.
Me in the car for 10 hours. Tommy in the car for 10 hours. Who do you choose?
Well, I've taken short road trips with you.
And we always have so much fun.
So I guess I'm going to go with, like, the devil, you know?
What the hell?
That's not a compliment.
We always have fun on our road trips.
Okay, fine.
That's too late. This is why Tommy doesn't want to go on a road trip with you because you get snippy.
There are too many unknowns with Tommy.
No, but I'm quiet.
Yeah, and you keep a clean car.
I'm small. You'll have all the elbow room, and I know you like to spread out with the elbow. Because you're going to be eating the subs.
You wouldn't let me.
You got plenty of 12-inch
sub. You would not let
room.
Me eat in the car, and I know Pat would at least let me eat
I
in the car.
I don't want your stank-ass sub in the car.
Oh, I would go out of our way to eat in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd be too worried that I'm going to mess something up in your vehicle.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Have fun.
252 WCMF. Again, after I told everybody yesterday I'm going to KC, I'm flying to KC for the game.
Yeah.
Compliments of our boss.
Yeah, look at that.
But I must not have been clear because three different dudes reached out to me on social media, separate guys, total strangers, asking if I was driving and if I'd like to carpool with them to Kansas City. A 15-and-a-half-hour drive with total strangers. Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey,
Duffy, you're absolutely not going with those people. For 15 hours. I was almost going to kill a woman from Henrietta to Webster during ice storm. I tried to help her out because she said she lived in Webster, which is on the other side of expressway where Tommy lives. So I pick up this woman. She was whining and grinding between between Henrietta and Webster.
How long were you in the car with her for?
About 2 hours.
Oh, whoa,
2 hours.
Ice storm, right?
Oh,
you remember
yeah.
back in the day.
Yeah.
So that 2 hours, you're never going to do that again, Teddy?
Absolutely not.
What a good man you are.
She's just winning. Oh, my husband's going to kill me because I left the car. I tell him, shut up. I haven't eaten breakfast this morning, so we better shut the hell up, I tell her.
Teddy's hangry, too.
Yeah.
Teddy and Kimmy got that in common.
Yeah.
All right, Teddy, I'm going to ask you one question, all right?
Yep.
You got to take a 10-hour road trip. You get to choose one member of the break room. You have to choose one member of the break room. Kimmy, Tommy, or myself, who are you getting on that road trip with?
Yeah, that is very easy choice. Definitely Kimmy.
Why?
Thank you, Teddy.
No, why not me?
I am surprised you didn't say Tommy, though.
She is the nicest person, but if I go with Tommy, he is going to be got killed, too.
Teddy, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
There goes Teddy. I kill her. You know, past all the other stuff that we were talking about here, going back to, like, the stranger carpool, the biggest problem that no one wants to consider.
What's that?
What if you just don't mesh with the people you're in the car with?
Which is good odds you're not.
Yeah.
Like, for that long.
If everything else goes smoothly, like these three guys that reached out to me, right? Like, I don't know what they're into. I don't know what makes them laugh, what makes them think, what gets them upset. Because you're going to be talking. It's 15 and a half hours.
I have a theory about conversations, too, the longer it goes like that.
Oh.
Because you'll talk about all the fun stuff, what you're going to do, and blah, 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 blah. But then people are just going to start talking about, you're going to run out of fun stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are just going to start talking about their problems.
Okay.
And when you start talking about your problems, I'm going to start thinking about my problems, and it goes off like car alarms around the room. By the time you get to Kansas City, it's going to be a rolling depression wave.
No, you're 100% right, and we both had that experience being on the road with comics.
Yeah.
Because, yes, it just turns into...
You turn into yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And it gets dark fast, man, because it just takes one little door opening of, like, sadness or, like, deep thought where it's like, well, you know what I think, and... Oh, my God.
And everybody goes Wolfman in the car.
Changes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a good one.
You already did the mask
thing. No, but the wolf is bad. Oh. Wolfman Ben. You know, Wolfman Jack, he was kind of a dick.
Over at Trader Vic's.
Oh, yeah.
Song sucks.
That's not Wolfman Jack. That's two different songs.
It's Werewolf of London. I know it's not Wolfman Jack, idiot. Shut up. I'm going Kimmy on the road trip. You know, in all honesty, I think there is only one person in my life that I am confident I would have fun in a 14-hour road trip with, 15-hour road trip.
Are you gonna offend a family member?
No, it's my brother Ryan. Like, he's the only one that I am confident.
Right. Not your wife or kids?
Well, no. My wife, bro, I have driven with my wife long distances.
Is your wife at work right now?
I know. She's in the car listening right now. Hi, honey. I love you. I love her to death. Uh-huh. A road trip with my wife and girls. Oh, my God.
Yeah, a family like that, it's tough.
And it's nothing against, it's just, you know, we're all playing our roles, right, man. And their role is to make this as hard as possible on me.
But it's funny you pick Ryan, which I can understand from your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't have the same take.
Yeah, I bet you he'd pick somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'd probably pick his wife.
Because you think it's funny that you bash him the entire time on the road trip and you just make fun of him.
We did do
and
that.
And he's extremely sensitive.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
so, like, he would not want to take a road trip with you because at the end of 14 hours, you would just be making fun of him the whole time. What's in it for him?
So Ryan did take a road trip with Kimmy and I up to Buffalo one time.
And he got stuck in the back.
Not
even just like the back seat. He had to climb into the trunk.
He had to climb over the seat.
He's a big boy for a trunk.
Yeah, he's not picking you, and I think.
No way. You're the one that filmed him getting stuck.
Well, but you're the one that sent him in the back seat. Wasn't my call.
We'd have fun.
So it turns out we're all undrivable in this room.
I think every human is undrivable.
Yeah, probably, but nobody thinks they are.
And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you three gentlemen that reached out to me. Look, I am very appreciative. Yeah. I am flattered.
Take a hike.
I have a flight. So, yeah. And even if I didn't.
I'm better than you. I'm flying.
Well, I didn't want to say it.
These flyover states.
Oh, I'm not paying for it. Thank you, company.
On the house.
That's right. By the way, you both took pay cuts for this. Let's take a break.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know women like Tommy?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Tough guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bad asses.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need no sissy-ass bitch boy.
Rough ride.
That wants to talk feelings. Or do they?
Oh.
Because we have some science in front of us that flies in the face of everything we've once believed.
Mm.
And if you really want to rock her world,
mm-hmm.
turns out, maybe, you need to let those tears flow, buddy.
Be a sensitive soft boy.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Men who cry make better lovers.
Oh, wow.
This, according to a relationship expert, in a story in the New York Post this week. And the theory, backed by research into what women said was their best sexual experience, claims that a man in touch with his emotions will be able to give women what a non-crying tough guy never could.
A more intimate sexual experience.
Oh, a better.
A little bit more in touch with their feelings.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would be what we're discussing here. But it's not a more intimate sexual experience, Tommy. According to women, it is a better sexual experience
because she wants the intimacy with the sex.
Okay, again,
she doesn't want a pump and run. She wants more intimacy during intercourse.
So, but a pump and run is different than a wake and jack.
Oh yeah. That's a solo trip.
Okay. I thought it was a wake and whack.
Wake and whack. I'm sorry.
Yeah, either way, it works.
Whacking and awaken.
Yeah.
Thank you. The article goes on to talk about the definition of masculinity, Your Majesty, and how it's been changing over the last couple of years. I would like to read you a quote from this woman. Quote, finding a man in touch with his emotions will allow people to find the catch of a lifetime, not just of a day. It's not about being a tough guy, but being an honest, respectful, protective, and being emotionally expressive.
Oh.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And here's the thing.
Let the tears flow, Warren.
Warren?
Yeah.
Every Warren I could think of is a pretty tough guy.
Yeah. And she don't want to see him cry.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We will take calls from gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
but I really want to hear from you ladies out there. And again, you can change your name. Nobody knows who you are. I want to hear about your experiences sexually based on your personal experiences. I realize how creepy that sounded when it came out of my mouth.
Yeah, because we're also
Please
not talking.
Tell me about your sexual experiences.
We're also not talking about like crying during intimacy,
well, unless
right?
she's
like,
into it.
We're talking about just somebody who, like, in general, has sensitive. No problem crying.
Yeah, a sensitive.
Okay. A sensitive person.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we're not talking about, like, the two things combined.
No. Right? Based on your personal experience, are men in touch with their emotions better lovers than ones who aren't? And Kimmy, you being the resident woman of the break room, does this hold true to you?
Well, I guess it depends on, I would think somebody that cries often would turn a lot of women off. Like, are we talking about just like a once in a while, like you're not afraid to cry in front of me? Because that would show me that you are comfortable with your emotions. Oh. But somebody that does it all the time could look unstable.
All right, we may be focused on crying here. Let's use the definition in this quote from the Post. Are men who are honest, respectful, protective, and emotionally expressive, in your opinion, in your experience, better in bed than a full truck man? That's all I drive. Ain't got no boundaries. And I don't cry.
I would think yes, only because if you're getting to that point with somebody, you've been together a longer period of time.
Okay.
You know, they're not going to show that side up front, so you may not really know a lot of the time if they are that guy.
Some guys do. Some guys come right out of the gate, emotional. They got poetry for you. They got an acoustic guitar.
See, that to me would be a red flag.
Poetry
because
boy.
Why are you so emotional when we barely know each other?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Wouldn't it also matter what you're crying over or about?
Yeah, that too. That too.
You know what I mean?
Give me an example.
Like, if it's not a big deal.
Right.
If I don't see it, like, why are you getting so upset about this?
Okay.
I may have some questions.
Yeah, it almost would come across as, like, whiny.
Yeah,
almost.
Like, what if they were crying because, like, you know, they saw you talking to another guy? You know what I mean? Like, there could be other issues going on there that may be a turnoff.
Okay.
But if they're crying just simply because they're...
I can't remember my pin number right now, and I get so frustrated.
So this may be a flawed discussion in this room.
Why?
Well, because you're an idiot.
I think we're talking about two different people.
There's that too. And Kimmy, I mean, you would have to admit, you are not a woman who
I'm not somebody that shows my emotions. You're right.
You're not kind, gentle. I mean,
you got this, you're kind of cold.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you are.
You can go pretty stoned.
Yeah. So, well,
put Tommy in a headlock.
Sometimes, though, like, opposites attract, though.
Okay.
You know, where, like, I can learn from somebody who is a little bit more open to with their feelings.
Okay, Tommy?
Yeah.
Are men in touch with their emotions? Men who are honest, respectful, protective, and emotionally expressive better lovers than the traditional masculine tough guy?
Well, I mean, probably for what she's looking for, yeah, because, like, you're probably more comfortable with yourself.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And you're probably more in touch to what she really wants you to do in bed.
It doesn't feel like you're hiding anything.
Okay, all right, so you're more of an open book.
Yeah, like, maybe I know more where I stand with this person because they're not afraid to talk about it.
Okay. You know, as we have this discussion, Tommy, you're really screwed on this because, like, you're not in any way.
I don't know. He could be a crier behind closed doors. We don't know. Honestly don't know.
I've known the guy for a long time. Mm. I've watched him. If a man cries in front of him, no matter how
that's
devastating.
That's projecting, Pat.
He starts laughing.
Because he's uncomfortable.
Like, Tommy is not traditionally masculine in any way. But he is
what are
also,
you talking about?
But he's also, no, yeah, those turquoise shoes really set the tone. I saw a guy in the MMA walk into the ring with one of those on the other day. But you're also not in any way, Tommy, in touch with your feelings.
Well, I like my feelings, not anybody else's.
Okay.
I have selfish feelings.
Oh, your wife's such a lucky lady.
In this discussion,
yeah.
You are somehow the literal worst of both worlds.
What do you mean? How could I be?
You're not tough,
yeah.
And you're not sensitive.
Yeah.
You're a rock. You're a human rock. So as we have this discussion, again, this article in the New York Post from a relationship expert who claims that men who cry make better lovers, and cry maybe is the wrong way to put it, men who are in touch with
themselves
emotionally, right? The idea behind this makes sense at base level because, of course, you would want to be with someone you can communicate with. It would make a relationship easier or make the act of sex easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get along with that person, anyone you get along with, odds are pretty good the sex is going to be better, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen several studies that show the older people get in relationships, the better the sex between them gets, and that's because the communication is better.
Yeah, okay. You know the ins and outs of the ins and outs.
Yeah, it checks all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And something we already know about women, could also apply to men as we have this discussion. So, Kimmy, you've told us at length that when women get all dolled up to go out, they don't do it for guys.
Yeah. We know you don't appreciate fashion.
So you do it for other women?
Most of the time.
Can you make the same argument for guys being tough guys? Because we think we're doing it because women like it.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, are we all doing it thinking we're intimidating other men when we go out? I mean, I know that you can't speak on this, but like to all the other guys.
You talk about how you size people up the second you meet them, right?
We had that discussion. Yeah. Like, you know, the majority of men, you meet a new man, even if he's the nicest guy in the world, you try and figure out if he can kick his ass, just in case. Like, maybe if we're walking out thinking we're being tough, intimidating dudes, we're only doing it to try and intimidate the other dudes, which, by the way, 95% of us are not even doing that.
Or not show any weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what is weakness, Kimmy?
But I think you do it all for the women more than some guy you're going to run into.
Yeah, but to Pat's point, like...
Because you're just trying to, like, prove that you're worthy of her.
But I would think most men are more afraid to cry in front of another dude than they are a woman.
Yeah, I think that's
fair. Oh, yeah.
But going even further down the road, I'm about to blow your mind, man.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I mean, look, if we're looking at, you know, trying to acquire a female at its most base caveman level, if I go out to a bar to meet a chick, right, I have to be the one that's the most alpha male if that's what I'm into, right?
Yeah.
I'm that guy. So in that way, I'm not being tough to impress her. I'm being tough so I can be the toughest looking guy in that bar. I am doing it for the other dudes.
But it's just to compete for the woman. She's still the prize in your head, not to be...
No, we're talking caveman here. I get what you're saying.
I'm saying like it's
caveman level.
You're still fighting over this chick in your head, even though nobody may not be fighting over this chick but you.
Nobody may not be fighting over this chick but nobody.
You know, like you're
playing games in your mind.
Right, but these other guys don't even care. They might find her fugly or unbangable, but you're like, you're running to this chick and there's nobody following you.
Okay.
You're not getting elbowed out of the way.
Okay.
Like so, if you get to that chick too easy at the bar, you may want to... Second, think this.
Yeah, because we did that. You
no, but
idiot.
I understand. But maybe you should. Like, if it was too easy, maybe there was a reason nobody was compete with your ass.
So obviously, articles written like this that men in touch with their emotions are better lovers have a major flaw because there are different personal preferences, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are women who prefer guys that walk around being, you know, traditionally masculine, and this shows there are women who believe emotional guys are the better play. So you got one or the other, right? So it's not like there's one right way to be. You're being wrong the other way. But if you choose tough guy as a guy trying to attract women, there is a fundamental flaw in that idea. For almost everyone that can hear us, there will always be someone tougher than you.
Oh, sure. That's the way the world works.
Yeah, you walk into a gym all yoked out, someone's going to make you look small.
Mm.
If you walk into a bar at 6'3 with a kick-ass beard, there may be a 6'5 guy with a way kicker-asser beard. Part of being a tough guy is being in constant competition with other tough guys. Whereas being a man in touch with his emotion, you can't really compete with other men on an emotional level.
True.
No.
You're just kind of being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're comfortable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think guys like your generation compared to my generation and my father's generation, those are three different tough guys. Like you now... are way more in tune with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You do things with your daughters. You listen to their music. You talk to them. My father didn't do any of that stuff. My father, that wasn't his role. He had kids. That was my mother's problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that generation worked.
You know what I hear?
So men have been going in this direction for the last 70 years.
I knew it. Like you tried to start off as a compliment. You just call me soft.
No, you're calling me soft. No, I'm saying you're a better soft person.
Says man in turquoise shoes.
I could call soft all the time.
No, you are. No.
But that was the evolution of what a husband is. Like a husband, you can't think a husband today is the same husband that it was in the 1950s.
No, I agree with you there, but it's a different kind of tough. And you don't know. But when you say different kind of tough.
But they thought they were tough.
Okay.
They were just really cruel.
Understood.
And they didn't understand the difference.
And you're right when you say that. But I also know you. I can see the look on your face. Because when you say that, you still think, well, guys back then were way tougher than soft-ass boys now. Even the toughest of boys now can't compete with the toughest of guys back then. You see John Wayne? Well, the guy couldn't walk straight. He's going to kick my ass. I'll take him. I'll take him. Hang on, Hollywood, when everyone's off fighting a war, you think you're going to... What was his real name? Percy?
Yeah, that's something like that.
Yeah, that's a girl's name. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frankie, how are you, buddy?
good. When I was on the prowl, so we speak, maybe 40 years ago, I used to frequent the distillery in the Elmwood a lot. I went out with a lot of nurses because I coached a team of them. And when I would walk into a place, you'd see these jocks trying to figure that they had everything going. And you know what? Any woman that was worth their salt was not what I wanted anyway. Because you got to understand that if you're looking for somebody, if a woman is just going for outward crap, that's just what she's worth. Ooh. And I never went for women like that. And I went out with some beautiful women that were wonderful. And I would just go up to them, introduce myself, and that was it. I never had any lines of pickup. And let me tell you something. This is the God-awful honest truth. I'd go into one of those two bars at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and by 10 or 10:30, I would be back in my apartment smoking a little doobie with the woman and drinking some wine. And that's the God-awful, and that's the God
every time, baby.
So, Frank, you were the original soft boy is what you're telling us.
No, I wouldn't call me that. I was just out to find out. You see, women want to be, you want to talk about them mm-hmm. when you introduce yourself to somebody. Not yourself, them. You know, it's just, hi, how are you? I'm Frank. I live nearby. How are you doing? Where do you
want some wine and a joint?
Can I ask?
Before you go unconscious?
I mean, Frank, I will say this. This does sound like the start of a Netflix documentary, what you're describing.
Yeah.
But whatever
the miniskirt strangler.
It's just not, you can't have lines, so to speak.
Okay.
Or play games, doobie to you doobie. So to speak. Because I think a smart woman is not looking for something like that.
Smart women went home with guys the first night to their apartment and got high.
Different time, though, Tommy. Different time. Hey, Frankie, I'm running late, buddy. I'm really sorry. I hate to cut you off, but I got to let you go, man. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Frankie, get a pair of go-go boots off in 10 seconds.
There goes soft Frank.
Real quick, I'm sure women don't want to call our show, so they tweeted us.
Yep, women write, men call.
Yeah. This is from Amelia.
Frank Braggs.
Amelia says, men who are in touch with their emotions are definitely better in bed. They'll typically be the ones to tell you they appreciate it and meet your needs before theirs.
Ooh.
Interesting.
All right.
Is Amelia a sexy name? I think it's a sexy name.
It's an old lady name.
There's
Amelia Earhart. It's the only one I can think of.
Well, okay, that's not sexy.
Not a looker.
For God's
sake. Jesus.
That's what her co-pilot said right before they hit the ocean.
Everyone knows.
Hey, put your goggles on. Jesus, Obi, you scared me.
To wrap this conversation up, you know, when it comes to the tough guy, emotional guy, what women prefer, it does feel like this cycles every 10 years. Kimmy, when we were in high school, like a bunch of chicks were into emo dudes. You remember that, right? Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, Dashboard Confessional.
Kind of a little like whiny rock.
Yep. And then in the early 90s, speaking of whiny rock, you had the flannel acoustic guitar scene, and a lot of women were into that, right? Tommy, what was it in the 70s and 80s? Like, what did a soft boy look like in the
70s? It would have been that sensitive hippie.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That style, like a Seals and Crofts type of guy.
Summer Breeze.
Yeah. Or James Taylor.
Ah!
You know what I mean? That kind of guy. Like a folk rock, Peter Paul and Mary. Don't Google it.
Sure, we made that mistake.
Oh, my
Do
God.
Do not Google.
Who knew?
No, which one was it?
They want to just die.
Peter? Peter. Peter just die?
Yeah.
Do not check his Wikipedia page. And I know everybody is right now, and I am deeply sorry that
shocked.
Came up.
You just encouraged it.
Oh, my God.
But it was information. Anyway.
I was as sensitive as we thought he was.
No.
Anywho.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but it does feel like when it comes to like on the...
I mean, every generation has the beatnik, the sensitive guy. Yeah.
Well, no, but I don't think every generation does because it feels like, Tommy, men will get emotional, right? And when I say emotional, more in touch with their feelings. They will take it too far. It'll eventually swing back to tough guys that women are into.
Yeah.
That'll get so far that those men look like morons, and then they get pulled back the other way. And it will go that way until the end of time.
So the pendulum swings.
Exactly. Only because guys' personalities exist solely to get laid.
Yes. It's all an act.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like an old man.
What happened?
I just don't get it. I don't get it because this already exists. It's called juice.
Okay.
And like,
it's tied to the Lilac Festival?
Yes, the Lilac Festival announced yesterday they are going to have two new things to bring people out to the festival.
Yeah, I don't leave the house for juice.
And I get that this is popular, but is it going to move the needle enough where someone who wasn't going to go is going to be like, oh, I
can't
check that out?
It can't.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It was announced yesterday that the Lilac Festival this year will run from May 9th to May 18th, and it's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
They want people out, Tommy. And more than just the concerts we know as standard.
Yeah. Right?
The delicious food.
All the food.
The blooming lilacs and the art pieces that will be throughout the festival. Yeah. They are adding
What are they getting?
A farmer's market.
Farmer's market.
A pop-up farmer's market at the Lilac Festival. It's going to be May 12th and 14th, 10 to 3. And you will be able to shop for fresh foods and local goods from small businesses.
I already got that in every town.
Yeah, that's weird.
And it's a weird time of the year to have a farmer's market.
Okay.
Are we going to have it in the spring?
Hold on. Let the old man talk agriculture for a second.
Is there going to be anything there?
It's not easy, but it's honest work.
No, nothing's out yet.
No. It is honest.
It's spring.
Honestly, there's nothing. Work.
Yeah, this is not going to work.
Okay, so here's the thing. I agree with you that there isn't a reason to do the farmer's market.
Then I got
to
walk it back to my car.
I know. But I guess this could be a nod to all of our local farmers, like a thank you. Hey, give them some recognition. They are very important.
Mm.
And it is a community festival. So, okay, I get it. I get that idea. Great.
Mm.
But they're also adding.
What is that?
A non-alcoholic cocktail bar.
Oh, so the mocktail bar.
Yep. The Zero Proof Social Club will serve mocktails for those hoping to have
a
sober experience.
Who doesn't?
The folks running the festival say the goal is to make socializing more acceptable for everyone.
I got so straight last night.
But here's the thing, Kimmy.
Yeah.
They already have this at the Lilac Festival. Yeah. It's called Every Stand That Serves Juice.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you there, and I was with you there, but I have tried a few mocktails.
So these are like
I've sipped on a mocktail
that
pregnant friend of mine orders.
Yeah. By the way, you can get pregnant doing that.
And I don't know how they make it taste like there's booze in it, but they do.
So what did
it
you
drink? It
doesn't
taste like your standard juice. I don't know. It's like she's ordered like a couple different cocktails that like they're supposed to taste like. One of them was supposed to taste like it had gin in it.
Okay.
And for whatever ingredients they use, it does taste like a normal cocktail.
Okay, so the mocktails do not taste like juice. They taste like actual
cocktails. The ones that I've had, yes. So, you know, if you're craving that specific taste, it's probably there.
But let's say you're out with a whole group.
Yeah.
Like everybody, let's say you're young people, you're 5-6 people. What?
You're hip, you're with it.
You're making a scene, man. You're with the beautiful people. Like you would all have to be in on that. Because, like, I don't want to hang out with you at your juice.
No,
I want to go over here and
have a beer. You can get something from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then
you can't walk with that stuff.
Well, I'm sure you could walk in with the mocktail to the beer tent.
But do you want
to
be mocktail dude?
Some people do.
I guess you wouldn't know.
Ooh, yeah, because it's a mocktail.
Look at me, a little mocktail Mike over here. It's so tasty.
Well, it's his parents' fault for naming him mocktail Mike. I don't know why you put that up first.
Talk to your parents.
Look, I understand that there are people who are into the mocktail thing.
Yeah.
And I don't fault, like, God bless you. Go do your thing. I'm happy for you. That being said, I didn't think there were enough people.
I think it's getting more and more popular.
To bring people out to the Lilac Festival? Like you would
not to go there for that reason, but I think that there are more people that are interested in having that as an option than you think.
I mean, if you're the designated driver, I guess. Yeah.
There you go.
But here's the thing. I just kind of assumed you could put like a mocktail section where all the other drinks are. It kind of sounds like
you could serve it at an actual bar.
Yeah. It sounds like here they're going to have the Zero Proof Social Club, like a place to go to have mocktails. And like when it comes to the farmer's market, I know it sounds silly because there's farmer's market every weekend, but there will be people that go to the Lilac Festival just to buy produce because they're excited about
farmer's
market.
I want to get some radishes.
Just for that reason, though?
I think. Well, yeah, Tommy said radishes.
But think about,
I got a radish, a shepherd's hook, and a mocktail. What an afternoon.
I know Groucho is there.
I guess they're going to go home and play pot cheesy.
I would think
got
that.
Some duck soup out of it, too.
I would think that the farmer's market is kind of a bonus if you're already going there for, like, the crafts and stuff. I don't know if I'm going there specifically for that just because I wouldn't want to deal with, like, parking and the crowds just to go to a farmer's market, which, to your point earlier, they do have in other places.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was one more new thing they are adding with the farmer's market and the mocktail bar area. They are doing tours.
Of what?
Two tours. One is the Flower City Flora Tour. The other is the Highland Park Historical Tour. Both of them will be guided by knowledgeable volunteers that I'm assuming will be pointing things out and giving you a little history along the way.
So you would. So this would probably be early in the day because you couldn't do it during the festival. Well, really,
no, you probably could. You just have them walking around with a big sign.
All right.
Hey,
oh,
come on, follow me. Follow
what do
me.
You think you're going to learn?
Well, there's probably a lot of history about that park you don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
And I can't figure out if I'd be interested in this or this sounds really dumb.
Have you ever taken? I've taken a few tours.
Yeah.
They suck.
What kind of tours?
No, some are good.
See, first of all, anybody that gives a tour is boring as hell.
No. There are good tours. I've taken good tours.
Corny and boring. They're in comfortable shoes, and they're in wide slacks, and they get a little flag. And they're going to tell you the history of this. And it's never the history you want.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Why? You know what this is, Kimmy?
They gloss over all the good stuff.
You know what this is?
What?
He hates people that he thinks are smarter than him. So walking in, he's already done.
Here's what it is. He doesn't like history unless there's tragedy involved.
But there's going to be tragedy.
No, but they always gloss over it. And then here's the other thing when you take a tour.
I want more details about how this person died here.
And here's the problem when you take a tour. If there's... people in that tour, men, my age, there's going to be two things.
You will get the know-it-all.
You get the follow-up question guy,
okay. Even
though I know he already knows the answer, or here's what you missed, lady, let me explain it to you, or I took a tour and this happened, and you're going to get stuck with both of those dudes.
I'll give you that. That sucks hard, and it sucks long. Right.
Along with boring lady with flag.
But I don't think that tour person is boring all the time. I don't think tours are boring all the time.
You don't think somebody that dedicated themselves to the lilac tree is exciting?
Yeah, but you're taking the tour because you're interested in the history of it. I mean, what else do you want if somebody's telling you the history of something?
I want a mocktail
now. What do you need for it to be entertaining?
Give me some dirt. Give me some, you know, sexy, dirty stuff in the story like happened in history.
Yeah, okay,
you just want them to start making up stories?
Hey, it's fine with me. I'm not gonna fact check you, lady. I just want to get out of here.
Look, I'm with you. I don't want to take the flora tour. I'm not really interested in the flowers. But I may be interested in the Highland Park Historical Tour.
Okay.
I mean, there's got to be
Bro, there's got to be some stuff.
Bro, it's a big-ass park. It's been around since the 1800s.
Yeah.
There's got to be some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go, and I'm not going to tell you anything about
it. Show me where the hangings were.
Oh my God.
What is wrong with you?
You don't think they hung people back then?
In Highland Park?
Yes.
Oh, the famous Highland Park hangings.
They had plenty of trees. You going to let them go to waste?
Dude, I got
all these criminals over here. I bought all this rope.
Yeah, here's the thing, though.
It's time for a hanging.
We've heard some, like, terrible things about, like, or I guess it's not out of the question that happened.
Also, sure. So, like,
I hope not.
Okay.
What's confusing to me is you crap all over ghost tours, but what you're describing is a ghost tour.
Oh, good point.
No, it's a straight up hangar.
No, but that would be. That's what they describe.
They're just telling you about
pre-ghost.
Who died, where, and when.
Yeah.
Pre-ghost.
But that's like a legit dude that got in trouble and they took care of business.
Ghost tour. Same thing.
No,
in my mind.
It's not.
She's right. It's a ghost.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I hear there's ghosts around here, and they're looking for a mocktail. They maybe see rusted root. For the 27th time.
Boom, boy.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.